The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Brady Hoke. The Wolverines are 1-2 in conference play and 3-4 overall this season. Michigan has a bye this week before visiting Michigan State on October 25th. And in conference news, linebacker Jake Ryan was named the co-defensive player of the week and kicker Matt Weil, co-special teams player of the week. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, we'll go ahead and open it up to questions from the media.
Thanks, Adam. Obviously, it was a hard-fought game, a good game to win on Saturday. The atmosphere in Michigan Stadium, you know, I don't think can ever be duplicated. And it was tremendous throughout the game. Our students and their voice was heard out there on the field. And, you know, it's good to have a bye to get physically healthy. We've been a team that's had some injuries, but I think most people are that way when you play the game of football. And it's going to help us a little bit in what we're trying to get done. And so we're excited about that part of it and getting better and becoming the best football team we can.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and open it up to questions from the media.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Nick Baumgartner with MLive.com.
Hey, Brady. With the backup quarterback spot, I know Devin said he'd be fine and everything, but is playing Wilton Spate a possibility right now, given, you know, the way Russell performed, I guess, the other day?
Well, number one, you know, Russell did what we asked him to do and get in there and manage the game. Didn't make any mistakes, almost had the one. But he had gotten a lot of snaps. And obviously Shane is progressing every day. So when you look at it, we're hoping that Wilton doesn't have to play this year. But if he did, we'd be confident in his abilities.
But at this point, you guys are going to guard against playing him at all costs, I would assume. Is that correct?
Well, that's what the plan would be, yes.
Okay. Thanks, Brady.
Your next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, since it's an off bye week, we'll go a little off the board. College football players right now, there's more of them getting suspended and investigated around issues coming off the field, income-creating issues. Do you feel like these issues are getting better in the game, or do you feel like they're going to get worse before they get better? And how do you address those things with your team?
Well, I think number one, Jonathan, you know, you always are educating your players. And, you know, when a guy makes a bad decision nationally, we address it, we talk about it. It's one of those things that, you know, you've got 115 guys that are on your team that you've got to be consistent and crystallized with what your message is so that as you educate them, they don't make a mistake or make a bad decision.
And, Coach, when you look back just in your own opinion in all your time in and around this game, is there a guy or two that maybe stands out to you as the best football coach we've ever seen in either college or pro football?
Boy, that's a big question. I Coach Jim Beckler, I thought, was as good as you can get. I have a lot of respect for Coach Hayes. You know, being born in the Midwest and watching, and then obviously Vince Lombardi was a guy who captivated all of us.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Brady, I'm writing about offensive lines nationally. I know you guys have had a bit of a work in progress there. It's been similar at other programs, even traditional programs around the country. Has offensive line play become any harder in your mind to get to success with that group in the past few years, or is it just circumstantial at each place?
Well, you know, I think the one thing that's happened in the game a little bit is you know, all the 7-on-7s that go on all across the country, I think your skill players are getting opportunities to go and get better throughout the spring and summer with the different 7-on-7s. And so I think, you know, that part of the game has probably progressed, and maybe the opportunities aren't there. You know, the camps that are 4-day camps or lineman camps, you know, you don't see as much anymore. And so maybe that's hurting the game a little bit as guys progress from high school into college.
Do you think linemen can have more opportunities or should in the summer, or is it hard because there's obviously more physical demands on that position?
No, I think there's always opportunities for them, you know, and I think the other thing that's changed a little bit, Adam, is the defenses and how people are playing defense and, you know, the movements and the different fronts that you may see during the course of a game. You know, someone's always trying to recreate defense, but I think that may be another part of what you're seeing with the development, maybe the slower development than we all want for those guys up front.
Was that different, the defensive part, in previous years from what you can tell?
Well, I know in 1997 we changed defenses here really to a lot of the zone blitz and those factors, and we were the number one defense in the country in a couple different categories at the end of the year. And some of that, believe me, is always the players, but I think some of the scheme itself helped.
Thanks, Brady.
We've got time for one last question here for Coach.
Your final question comes from the line of Dan Murphy with ESPN.com.
We're just wondering if the mood around Schembechler Hall has changed at all this week after sort of a getting a monkey off the back type of win.
Well, I think obviously it's a heck of a lot nicer for anybody when the work day before was successful. And so when you talk about that, yeah, I mean, one, it always helps. But I think you make a mistake if you think it, you know, is the ultimate answer to everything that you're doing when you're trying to mentor kids and when you're trying to win football games. You know, you still have to take the wins and look at them like you do a loss and evaluate it and see what you can do better and what you need to do better. Obviously, we've got a lot of games left in the schedule and a lot of great opponents left. So we just like a loss, you know, it's about a 24-hour window, and then you're back to the next opponent.
Sure, and then just another quick one real quick on Jabril Peppers. I know you don't want to talk about his health status, but are you getting to a point in the season where it's worth looking at redshirting him, whether he's healthy or not, to go for the future games?
Yeah, and we would handle that when the time would come.
Thanks.
Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks.